Hello, and welcome to another Two to Ponder with Dr. J. Gregory McBerry. Today, I want to talk about that myth again of you got to show your face in the remote classroom. You want to tell me that, teachers? Fine. Tell me which one of my kids I have to kick out of school. Because here's the thing. There's three of them, one of me. I'm a full-time teacher. When they all have to be online and I have to be online at the same time, our Wi-Fi will crash. So tell me, all those screaming, you must show your face. Which one of my kids doesn't get to deserve to go to school today? Or should I cut off my bandwidth? What's more important, the bandwidth that feeds my children or the bandwidth that is supposed to feed my children's mind? I don't want, as a parent, to be put in that position. It is an impossibility for me to have all of my children online at once. You add me to the mix, and everything crashes. This is a real issue for people who live in different areas or don't even have money for bandwidth. You know, data is not free for everyone. I'm paying for data. We think it's free, but we pay for unlimited data. Some students might have used up or are protecting their allotted month of data because they have to buy data on a month-to-month basis. That is called poverty. Yes, schools are doing their best to get hotspots out there. But you know a great way to deal with low bandwidth issues is turn off your camera. The voice works. And you know what else works? Actually building in good pedagogy. You just need to figure out other ways to do authentic assessments than staring at a child's face. Thank you. That has been Two to Ponder with Greg McBerry.